Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Yes, that's right. Take that risk for yourself, and as you're taking this risk for yourself, you're preparing for a better future, you're preparing for better success, you're preparing for more success. See, when you're taking that risk, you're betting on yourself. And betting on yourself is the most challenging thing there is, because you have to do it for yourself rather than others. And when you do it for yourself, now you are preparing to accomplish everything that you're putting your mind to, because you are committed to the work and the future, and your future will be grateful from the effort that you put into today. So today, we're speaking about taking the risk and why it's so important to take that risk for yourself. In order for you to take that risk, you have to know what risk you're taking and why it's even important. So if this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and engage with the conversation, because today we're talking deep on why taking risk is so important and how it can help you later on in life. How it can help you today, and how it can help you prepare for your future. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can be great. Yes, you can be more. But you have to start with where you are at. And we can only do that by taking the proper measurements to get to where we like to be, and discover that we can do it. So, and when you recognize that you can't do it, now you do it more often. You see, when you take risk, it's scary. See, when you take risk, it's scary because you don't know the outcome of it. You don't know what's going to come from it. You can't think and expect that something great is going to come from it when you don't even know what's even happening. See, risk is something that will push you, that will encourage you, that will hold you back, because you're doing something that you have no idea of what you're doing. And even though you have no idea of what you're doing, doesn't mean you should not do it. Doesn't mean you should not pursue it. Doesn't mean you shouldn't learn more. So how this topic came about, I was watching this video with Jim Rohn, and he was just talking about on how if you don't take risks, just imagine when you get older and you haven't taken the risk, and you get to a point where, and it's like, you should have taken risks. You should have taken more risks. And you get to a point in life where you haven't taken it because you're scared to take it. So as I'm watching it, he's really explaining. He's really just sharing his story. Risk is in everything that we're doing. We don't know the outcome is going to come, because the outcome is coming. We have no idea what to look for. We have no idea what to expect. We have no idea what to prepare for. Oftentimes, the risk is preparing for the worst. Because the worst is yet to come. And that's the first thing that we think about. The first thing we think about when we take a risk is that it's going to be bad. It's going to be put us in a worse situation, because we're not prepared to know what we are walking into. See, as I was transitioning out of the military, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just knew I wanted to do and get out the Marine Corps. So I had to learn and ask questions about what I need to do, how I need to go about doing it. And even though I was asking questions, I was concerned about the next step. The next step was so overwhelming, because I couldn't see the next step that I was taking. I couldn't see the next opportunities being presented. I couldn't see what I was walking into. See, when you're transitioning, when you're developing, when you're growing, you understand that you have to put yourself out there in a way that's going to help you discover answers in a way that's going to push you forward. It's going to help you grow. It's going to help you develop. It's going to help you learn new information. See, taking the risk first, you have to start asking questions. That's the first one I want to hit on. To take risks, you have to ask questions. First point, you have to ask questions. And see, the reason why that's so important, And you see, the reason why asking questions is so important, because oftentimes this is the information that we do not understand, that we do not know, that we do not fully aware of. So I went to the VA today, to the Veterans Hospital, and I had an appointment, but the place that I went to is the wrong place. And so as I'm there looking for the right room to go to, I'm in the wrong building. So now I have to go to a different location for my appointment. And before I leave, I see three things that says veteran resources. So I'm like, huh, veteran resources, what does that even consist of? And when I picked up the cards, I'm like, is it the same thing? They're different colors. There's three different colors. So as I'm looking at them, it says veteran resources. Then I have three different categories because it's three different cards. So I grabbed them. And when I grabbed them, here they go right here. It's green. If you're a veteran, make sure you zoom in on this QR code. This one is for Veterans Benefits Assistance. This one is for Veterans Food Shelter and Assistance. I'm going to zoom in on it. Make sure you take a screenshot of it. There you go. And then the last one is Outpatient Handbook, Veterans Resources. There you go. So it's three different cards and three different things offer three different things. And see, the reason why this is so important, the reason why I just wanted to share this example is because many times in life, it's the resources that we're going to that will help us prepare where we need to go. But once we identify what resources we need, we have to be okay with asking questions. So when I got to the Veterans Hospital, I was asking questions such as, where do I need to go? What room do I need to be in? And am I even in the right building? So the questions were simple because it was something that I was stuck in. I was something I was confused on. It's not the fact that I was stuck in it. It's just I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why I was there. I didn't understand the location. So you can't be afraid to start asking questions, because in order to determine the type of resources that you need for yourself, in order for you to start taking risk, you have to start asking questions to those who understand what you are going through. And when you understand what you are going through, now you get around others that can see and know how to help you as you are going through these challenges, as you are going through this new phase, as you are discovering more about yourself. You can only discover more about yourself as you continue to be present, as you continue to ask, as you continue to take risks. Taking risks is so scary because the first thing we think about is, what if it goes wrong? What if I'm not great at it? What if the next thing that I'm doing, I'm not the best at it because I don't know how to be the best? See, you can only take risks when you start asking questions in the direction that you would like to go. So my first pitch competition, or first couple pitch competitions, I've done many. I've done a few last couple of months. And so my first one, when I was pitching, I was sharing what I do, what type of business I would like to have, how I would like to go about doing it. I was sharing what I was doing, and it felt good because I thought I knew what I was talking about. I thought I understood what I wanted to do, and I thought I was well prepared for the questions that were coming to me. So as the questions were getting delivered to me, I was getting asked, it wasn't the fact that I wasn't ready for it. I just didn't know what to expect. I wasn't hoping for the best, but I didn't know what kind of hope to hope for. And so as I'm there just standing, people are asking me different questions when it comes to the type of business that I would like to have and who I would like to help and how I would like to go about helping them. So when I was in front of them giving the presentation, that was asking questions such as, who do you do this for? Do you do and create flyers for social media? Or do you manage social media? Or do you post on social media? And so every question that I got asked, I said yes to, because one, I thought this was what you were supposed to say. I thought you were supposed to say yes to everything when something get asked to you, when you get into like business, marketing, and so on and so forth. And at the time, I didn't know you weren't supposed to say yes to everything. And the reason why you're not supposed to say yes to everything is because you are limiting yourself for your thing. And so when you take risks, you have to be willing to get in front of other individuals. You have to be in front and get attention from other individuals and start having conversations with them. They was willing to ask me the question because I got in front of them and gave my presentation, gave my story and shared my message. And once I got done, I had questions. Questions doesn't make you illiterate. Questions make you literate because you are gaining a better understanding for yourself. I remember when I started going to University of South Florida, before I even start going there, I had a lot of questions. And so as I'm prior to me going to the University of South Florida, I called the admissions department. Like, I want to do business management. I want to go to school for this particular major. What major do y'all have? Like, what can I take? And my major is something that you're going to school for. And so as I'm speaking to them, as I'm speaking to the person, I had the appointment, I booked it and everything, then he gave me a call. And then he was like, the program that you want to get into, you can't get into it because you don't have the degree for it, or you don't have the credits for it, or you don't have enough school for it. So I'm confused. I'm like, what does that even mean? How do I not have enough credits to get in this school, or enough education to get in this school? And so I'm confused. So I'm constantly asking the same question over and over and over again. I'm constantly asking, so how, what does that actually mean? Like, you don't have the credits for it. I'm like, I'm not understanding. How do I not have the credits? Do I not have enough credits to get into business school? And then he explained over and over and over again, because I had many different questions to help me gain a better understanding of what he was talking about. And that was so important because it helped me understand what he was talking about, what he was speaking about. The reason why that's so important, because oftentimes you have to ask the same question in different ways until you understand it for yourself and recognize that you are clarifying the response, so you have a better understanding for what's been said and what's been delivered. You see, the reason why that's so important, because it shows that you are open to learning. You are determined to getting an answer. You are inquisitive. By inquisitive, it means you're questionable. You have a lot of questions, and you are not afraid to ask the questions. The reason why, like, there's no such thing as bad questions is because the questions that you have is the questions that will help you gain a better understanding at the time and moment that you are in. And the reason why that's so important is because when you ask questions, you're taking risks. You're taking risks for yourself, because now you're doing something that's going to make you uncomfortable. Now you're trying things that you haven't tried before. And even though you have never tried it before, you have to be willing to ask questions. You have to be willing to learn more about what you would like to do and how you would like to go about doing it. You have to learn how to ask questions. The best questions are the questions that get answers from it. The type of questions matters, because even though you start asking questions, it depends on what you're asking and looking for that will help you get the response that will build you up along your journey. Now, the reason why the type of question matters, because it shows the level of concern that you are at. If I ask you, how was your day? I'm going to get a short, vague response. I'm going to get a short response saying my day was good. And if I ask deeper, like, how was your day and what did you do? There's a more in-depth response. And the reason why that's so important, because it matters the way you ask questions and the type of value you're trying to pull from this other person. And as you're pulling from this other person, you have to know that you're helping yourself gain a better understanding and have more clarification of what's being said and how it's going by said. Excuse me. And that's so important. Because it shows that you are taking risks for yourself. It represents the type of risk that you're taking, because now you're starting to believe in something that you're doing for yourself. It won't be easy. It is not easy. Yet it's most rewarding, because you are able to put yourself out there in a new way. You're able to ask questions that will help you gain a better understanding of what you're doing. You see, questions is not bad. Not asking them is bad, because how do you be well prepared for something that you would like to do? See, life happens, and as it's happening, it shows that you're on the right path. It demonstrates that you are on the right direction that you are going for yourself. See, when you take risks, you're taking a chance on yourself. When you take a chance on yourself, you're believing in yourself. When you're believing in yourself, now you're seeing what you can possibly do. See, the one thing that's impossible to get is the information that you do not know. How do you know the type of information that you need in the time that you need it, that you will understand it? Well, when you start taking risks. When you start taking risks and putting yourself out there, the type of questions and answers that you're looking for will be presented in a way where you understand it. It will be presented in a way where you can comprehend it. See, your risk, you taking risks for yourself, is you learning how to believe in yourself. Is you taking that first step? Is you putting yourself out there? Is you showing that you can do what you are putting your mind to? And as you're putting your mind to it, the risks that you're taking, you're willing to ask questions to gain a better understanding of something that you do not understand. Of something that you are not fully aware of, because clarification comes from questions. Your questions get answered by the amount of times you ask different ones. So when I was getting into University of South Florida, I was asking the same questions just in different ways, just so I can understand more. Just so I can be aware more of what he's saying or why he's saying what he's saying. Now, it still was confusing. Furthermore, I understand why he said that, because I didn't have enough credits. I didn't have enough credits to get into school, or to get in the program I'd like to get into. Because when I first started going to college, I was taking a major called kinesiology, and it's a program for like physical therapy. If you want to like help individuals get back to their top shape and heal from an injury, from a surgery, and so on and so forth. It's kind of like an athlete preparing to get back on the field, court, anything, right? And so when I first went, I recognized that I didn't really want to do this major anymore. I didn't really want to go through and learn anything when it comes to physical therapy. Reason being, because I didn't enjoy it. I didn't fully enjoy what I was learning. And so what I learned is that when I started to take risks and start going to school, I knew I wasn't going to be the best student, but I knew I could be the best student that I can possibly be. It wasn't a comparison thing. It was a thing that I could be the best that I could try to do. And so when I started going to school, I was going to class. I was going to different. I was going to different classes. I had different assignments. I had different homework, but I was doing it, and I was taking risks because I didn't know if I was going to be good or not. I didn't know if me doing it would actually show that you're learning something because you're taking a risk for yourself. See, when you're taking a risk for yourself, you're putting yourself out there uncomfortably. You're putting yourself out there in a way that you're not familiar with. And the reason why that's so important, because it shows that you are determined to take risk for yourself. You are determined for the amount of risk that you're going through that will help prepare you for what you're growing through. See, the risk that you're taking today is preparing you for the future that you will have later on in life. In life, you see and learn new things as you go on. And the things that you're learning, they start appearing differently because you are in a new space. You have a new perspective. You have something. You have more information. See, information helps you learn the type of questions that you like to ask. And when you learn the type of questions that you like to ask, now the risk that you're taking is aligning with what you're doing, because you're showing that you're committed to yourself. You're committed to the risk, because the risk is so scary. The risk is so scary. The risk is so unknown. The risk is so draining. How do you get great if the risk that you're taking is so scary? See, when I joined the Marine Corps, it was a risk that I was taking to leave my hometown. It was a risk that I was taking to even leave and join the Marine Corps. But I took it. When you take the risk, you learn more about yourself and what you're capable of doing. When you take that risk, you're able to ask questions because you're learning new information than the information that you hear. You're able to ask in a way like, hey, I heard this quote or this saying about the Marine Corps. When I come ask the expert or the recruiter in the service of the military branch, I'm able to learn more based off their response. You're able to learn more based off someone's response because of their experience. Number two, take risks, gain new experience. New experience. E-X-P-I-E-N-C-E. Gain new experience. And see, the reason why gaining new experience is so important because you can only take risks by something that you are not familiar with. You can only take risks by something that you're not good at. I mean, when I was in high school and when I was playing football, I was really good. It was my 11th grade year and I was playing football. I was really good playing the sport. And as I'm playing the sport, I'm really getting better over time, really getting better by the day. But the thing with football is that the season comes to an end. So you no longer are practicing. You no longer are playing the games. There's a point in time when football is not even around anymore, or the season not in the season no longer. And so when I wasn't playing during football or after football season, I was trying to find things to do so I can stay active. I was trying to find things to do so I can stay moving. I was trying to find things so I could continue to take risks and get better over time. So I started doing track. I started running track. And the first time I ran track was actually in middle school. It was a 400. 400 is like a once around. And so when I was running it, I was tired by the time I even got through the first curve. And now I got three more curves or three more, like three-fourths of the track left. And so I didn't know at the time you weren't supposed to use all your energy. So fast forward to high school, when I was running track in high school, we had to practice running. I've never ran that much in my day in my life. I was used to football and running up the bleachers and like sprint for a short mile, short distance. But with track, it was completely different. But I was learning how to take risks for myself. I was learning how to take risks so I can be better prepared for myself. So as I'm preparing to run track, I realized, one, not that good, okay? Track and football are completely different. They're completely different sports, completely different conditioning and buildup, and completely different strengths. Why? Because somebody that can run far probably can't play football well. Somebody who can play football well probably can't run track that far. Reason being, because the amount of risk that you're taking for yourself is you're taking a risk in one particular thing. It's not bad. And as you continue to do something new, as you continue to try something, it's not going to be easy as the first one, because the first one you do more repetition in. You're able to do more in one thing, and as you're taking risks in multiple things, you have to learn that you're starting over from the bottom. Everything that you do new, you're starting completely over. And so the reason why that's so important, the reason why that's so critical, is because it helps you identify the type of risk that you are willing to take for yourself. You can only take risks when you identify where you would like to go. You can only take risks when you can identify what you would like to be doing. You can only take risks when you identify that you have to be the one that's doing it. Why? Because in order to grow, you have to be uncomfortable. In order to develop, you have to be willing to learn. In order to gain a new skill, you have to gain new experience. And by new experience, I'm saying you have to go out and try things that you're not familiar with. You have to try things that will challenge you, because as they're challenging you, you're able to develop more. How do you develop in a way where you can see the growth within yourself. And as you're seeing the growth within yourself, you're able to recognize the type of risk that you've taken for yourself. You see, when you take risks for yourself, you learn the skills and information that comes with growing, that comes with the work, that comes with the sport. The sport has different demands on your body, of your mental, and of what you're doing, because there's time that has to go into it. There's time, there's effort, there's struggle, there's pain. One thing that you can do is push through the unknown. When you push through the unknown, now you're taking risk for yourself to recognize that you're doing something for yourself. You're doing something for yourself because you're able to see how you're able to grow and develop over life, over your life. See, when you ask questions, you're helping yourself learn more quicker. See, when you gain new experience, you're able to learn and put yourself out there, because the risk that you're taking is building you up to the next level. See, your future is being prepared by the actions that you're taking today, and the risk that you're committed to will pay off over time in your life. See, once it pays off in time in your life, is that it will help you know that you are on the right path. It will help you identify the type of path you are on, and it will show you that you are doing the right thing, because the risk that you're taking, you're taking it because you're able to gain new experience from it. The experience that you're taking is putting you in a better position. The experience that you're taking is showing you why you're in a better position. See, when you recognize the path and direction that you like to go, now you do it. Now you be committed. And so when I tore my ACL in high school and I was no longer able to play football, I had to take risks and get my leg back to shape. I had to take risks and do the exercise. I had to take risks and lift more weights than I ever had to when I had surgery on my knee. You see, the reason why that's so important is because it shows the level of commitment that you have for yourself. In order to take risks, you have to know that there's reward behind the pain. There's reward behind the suffering. There's reward behind the effort. Because your effort goes unknown. Sometimes in life, we just forget the unknown that we're seeking. And we forget what we're seeking. The experiences that we have is building us up. Because as it's building us up, it's showing that you are on the right path. How do you take risks when the risk that you're taking is so scary? How do you take risks when the risk that you're taking is so overwhelming? How do you take risks when the risk that you're taking, you don't know the outcome of it? Because you have to do it unknowingly. You have to do it knowing that you do not know what you are doing. And that is absolutely fine, because it takes experts to teach us what we need to do to get better. See, when you get better, the risks that you're taking, you're able to build in a way that shows that you're doing something for yourself. You're doing something that will help you grow and develop over time, over your life, over the journey, over everything that you're doing. Because when you gain new experience, you gain new knowledge. When you gain new knowledge, you gain new skills. And as you're gaining new skills, you understand that you are the one that's doing the work. Why is that important? Because when it's important, you understand like the process. The process is going to be, it's so overwhelming, yet it's so overwhelming because how do we start with something that we don't fully understand? How can we become more aware of a thing when the thing that we are aware of is overwhelming? It's stressful because we hope for the best. We pray we hope for the worst. And pray for the worst. And think about the worst. Not one time do we think about the good. Not one time do we think about the best. Not one time do we even think that we can possibly do it, because there's a process that we have to go through. See, when you take risks for yourself, you're learning how to put yourself out there. You're learning how to be consistent. See, when I first started creating videos back in 2020 during COVID, I had to learn how to create videos. I had to learn how to be consistent. I had to learn what to talk about. Excuse me. When I started, I didn't know that everything that I was doing would build on top of that. It builds on top of that, and as it's building on top of that, the best lesson comes from the risk. The risk is always there. It's just when we start, that's when we learn what we need to do for ourselves. Why? Because it shows that you're committed. You demonstrate that you would like to learn. And you are open to growing for yourself. So I want to look up the word risk to give us a better definition of what it even means. So the definition of risk is a situation. Is a situation involving exposure to danger. And the next one is expose someone or something valued to danger, harm, or lose. See, when you're taking risks for yourself, you're endangering yourself because you don't know the outcome is going to come for you. It's not going to come and show up for yourself. Because when you take risks, you're gaining new experience. As you're gaining new experience, you're prepared to grow for yourself. You're prepared to develop within yourself. You see, you only get better when you start taking risks. You only get better when you're taking risks for yourself. I remember when I was in physical therapy, and as I was physical therapy, building on my knee, building on my muscle around my leg, I remember I had to do leg extensions. I had to let my feet hang. I had to do the bike. I just had to do different types of workout that would help my leg grow and build. Well, that's what the physical therapist told me. And so as I'm doing it, I'm able to build the strength. I'm able to move my leg. I'm able to walk. I'm able to run. But I'm going through the process. I'm going through the training. I'm going through the risk, even though it hurts. Even though it hurts a lot. And you see, that's so important because it shows that your risk that you're taking, you're gaining new experience. As you're gaining new experience, you're able to ask questions from it. You see, when I was in physical therapy and was doing all the exercises, I was able to ask him different questions, or my physical therapist, different questions on why do I need to do this leg extension because it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. Why do I need to do this? Why? What's the point of even doing this? Because now at this point, it just hurt. I don't feel my leg getting better. I don't feel me getting better. I feel me in pain. I feel me hurting. I feel me struggling. You see, your risk that you're taking it today because you're preparing for your future. You're preparing for your growth. You're preparing for how you are growing within yourself. You see, when you get to a point where you're gaining new experiences, the risks that you're taking, it will still be scary. And even though they're scary, you still can do it. You still can develop. You still can grow. Why? Because the risk does not stop happening. The risk does not stop showing up. The risk is something that inspires you to keep going because it shows that you're doing something right. How do you learn when learning is overwhelming? How do you do when doing is overwhelming? How do you grow when growing is so overwhelming? See, there's a process behind it. There's a process behind the risk. So when, as I was in physical therapy, we end up doing exercises where I had to squat. I had to squat 345 plates, and that was so heavy, or at least in my mind, I thought that was heavy. But at the time, my legs got underneath me. I was able to squat the rack or squat the weight because it showed me that I was taking risks for myself. It proved to me that I can do it. And the last point I want to hit on is that you have to prove to yourself that you can do it. When you take risks, you're proving to yourself. Proving to self. To self. The risk that you're taking it for yourself, and you have to see that you're doing it for you. Nobody can be you. Nobody can be in the challenge. And you, and as you are facing the challenge that you are going against, you have to know that it will be overwhelming. You have to know that it will be stressful. You have to know that it will be tiring. Because you have to do things that you're not comfortable with. Like, for instance, the risk that I'm taking today is, for some reason, I'm extremely tired. Like, my eyes are heavy. But if I wasn't taking the risk, I wouldn't have went live today. I wouldn't have pressed the record button. I wouldn't have continued to find a topic to speak about and then put the topic together in order to share it. Sharing is the most important when it comes to taking risks, because as you identify how to ask questions, as you continue to move, continue to learn, continue to develop, you're able to recognize the amount of risks that you have taken for yourself. So the reason why recognizing the amount of risks that you've taken for yourself, it shows that you are growing within the path that you're deciding to go for you. You are going through it. You are experiencing it. And you can actually benefit from it when you prove to yourself that you can do it. When you prove to yourself that you can do it, the sky's the limit, because proving to yourself will show why you can do it. And see, what I learned is that I just have to do my best. I don't have to be great. I don't have to be phenomenal. I don't have to be the outstanding individual. No. If I do my part and know how to take risks, the risk that I'm taking is coming from knowledge, because the knowledge that I have is making me better. The knowledge that I have is training me better. The knowledge that I have is bringing me up better. The reason why that's so important, because when you prove to yourself, you develop more quickly. You develop more quickly because you understand what you need to do for yourself. You see, when you understand like the journey behind it, the journey itself will show you why it's good to go through. It's a process behind everything. The process that you're going through, you will know that you're proving to yourself. You don't have to prove to the other person. You don't have to prove to the next person. You have to prove it that you can do it. And you can do it. You just have to put your mind to it. I remember I did a pitch competition. And when I did a pitch competition, I was just telling and informing the judges what I did and how I go about doing it. And so he asked me, he said that a customer that he was working with, was he had a marketing firm. So he helped customers get leads and have more customers. And so the coach that I was speaking with, he said, you get there's two different options here. One is, I forgot the story. Proving to self. Yeah, you have to prove to yourself so that you don't go so you'll be isolated. So there's a process behind it, and you just have to identify the process that you need to go through that will help you take risks for yourself, that will help you be able to ask questions. As you're asking questions, you're gaining new experience for your journey and the path that you are on. And the path that you are on, you have to know that you have to prove it to yourself before others see your vision and see it for themselves. If you got value from this, make sure you share this with a friend that's struggling to take risks for themselves but want to start learning how to take risks. Share this live with them and say, hey, you really need to watch this live because it shows that you are not alone. So if you got value from this, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a comment and leave a comment below with your biggest takeaway from this. I appreciate y'all.